The new feeding and baiting prohibitions are a compromise that will ban the practice in 22 counties, mostly in southwestern Wisconsin. Wildlife managers say a statewide ban is needed to prevent deer from spreading CWD when they congregate at bait piles, but legislators have refused to approve a broader ban. An effort to restrict feeding in the rest of the state failed when the board voted down a proposal from Jim Tiefenthaler to cut the current 10-gallon limit on feed to 2. He says it would also have required hunters to spread it out instead of dumping it in a pile,
which would reduce the risk of congregation. It would draw an animal into an area where a bow hunter might have a more reasonable shot, but not congregate them and put them right on a pinpoint site.
The first people to be affected by the feeding ban will be bow hunters who take to the woods for their season opener this Saturday. Natural Resources Board member Jonathan Ayla says the proposal failed because wardens would have a tough time enforcing it, and there's no scientific proof it would prevent CWD from spreading. The current feeding ban will remain in effect through this fall's hunting season. Ayla says it's not clear yet how long after that it will be necessary.
I hope that we will learn more about chronic wasting disease and where it's present and where it's not present in the state so that we can do without the ban. But it's the feeling of the board that at this point prudence requires that we take action to try to slow down the spread of the disease.
Representative Glenn Grothman says legislators who oppose the Department of Natural Resources' efforts to expand the ban won't block the new emergency rule, but he says they will likely draft legislation to modify it later this month. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.